good morning, Greg, and thanks for having me on and highlighting our struggle.
No, and as I said in the preamble, and I meant it, I wish I was speaking to you about something else, more positive. Talk to me about the building, Fiona, and the history of it before we sort of get to the point where we learn that there could be and there is defective concrete.
Yeah, we moved into this building after years of fundraising in the Millennium. It was opened by President Mary McAleese. Prior to that, we were in a series of prefabs. So this building was funded with money from the International Fund for Ireland, along with a lot of fundraising. So we've been here just over 20 years. The cracks have been apparent for a good number of years, and we've been monitoring them. We've been, doing some maintenance. We were going to build an extension, so we had the building surveyed by an engineer, and he recommended that we have a mica test, which we did. So about 18 months ago, I think, we realised that the mica is in our foundations and our rising walls. It's not. Our walls are quite solid; they're quite strong, but with the foundations moving, the cracks are now appearing, and more so in the inside of the building.
All right, which is different to what we sort of often hear in residential property, but in your case, It's the rising walls and the foundations which are clearly showing the signs of defective material, which is gut-wrenching, as much as it is in a private home, also in a brilliant facility like this. Talk to me about the role the Rafal Community Playgroup and this building has in the community and the importance of it.
Well, I think in my opinion, we're Rafal's greatest asset. We're totally interdenominational. We welcome children from all walks of life, all abilities. We've never turned a child away from here. We've taken children that haven't had their needs met in other settings. You know, the staff here go above and beyond to give every child that's come through our doors the best early years education that we can give them.
Okay, so you can no longer continue in that building. What is the situation that's led to, I mean, obviously it's defective concrete, but the process that's led to the building actually being condemned, which means beyond use, does that what that means by the end of June?
Yeah, I know we're probably erring on the side of caution, but we've had an engineer monitoring the situation. We have markers on the cracks that are monitoring the movement. He's been gauging that. First of all, it was a 6-monthly basis, and now we're down to 2-weekly basis. So he came on Saturday a week ago when I met with him, and he just said, I knew he was going to tell me, Fiona, this building is not, it won't be safe.
Is it easy to explain how he explains that movement or interprets the readings?
It's beyond me.
No, I would have thought so. I wouldn't have thought it's beyond you, Fiona, but I'd imagine it's just really quite technical from an engineering point of view. That's okay.
It's actually visible to the naked eye. I can see the cracks getting bigger.
Yeah.
And there's bits of plaster falling off the wall just this last couple of weeks.
And so, as you quite rightly say, you have to err on the side of caution. It's unimaginable, isn't it, that the beautiful town of Rafal could be without this facility heading into the long days of the summer.
Yeah. I mean, I've made a promise to the families that are coming, that are enrolled to come here in September. I will have somewhere for their children to go. We've had an offer from a community group in the town, and just this morning we've had an offer from a businessman offering his premises. So we will have somewhere.
But that's lovely, and that's fantastic local generosity. But you're moving out of your house, effectively. Yeah. An awful lot of effort and love has gone into, but also an awful lot of people have gone through that. It holds an important place in the heart of the local community as well.
We have children here that their parents came here and their grandparents set up this playgroup, back in 1982. It's nearly every family in Rafal has some connection to the playgroup. And they're fantastic. They've always supported us in the past. But we're asking the same people again that helped to fund this building. Now we're going back. We have an I Donate page. we're asking the same people, and it's not their responsibility.
I get you, and we're going to talk about that a little later on because we'll finish on that. But the reason you might have to fundraise again is because with all the talk of a redress scheme and what have you, this is not Rafoe Community Playgroup's fault or anyone associated with this. No. They fundraise, sought the funding, and built in good faith this building for a lifetime and beyond. But because of defective materials, it is now going to be condemned at the end of June. It is not the Community Playgroup's fault. But the redress scheme that is there takes no account of your situation. Now, we understand private residents, people's homes, yes, really important. But this is really important as well. But you have no redress through any scheme to help with the rebuilding of this property.
None whatsoever. And I do feel for people that have mica in their homes. But this affects, 50 families this year. The children have enrolled and have nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as I say, I'll finish with the fundraising, but it's very important, I think, that the community, the wider community, not just Rafoe, but the wider community, to raise this issue with local public representatives so they get on board to try and get some sort of a justice here.
Yes. Just over a week ago, I emailed Roderick O'Gorman, who is the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs. I added every TD and councillor that I could think of. I have had one response from our local councillor. The rest haven't acknowledged my email.
Who responded to you?
Frank McBrady Jr.,
which is very important to point out, I think. So of all the people you sent that to and all that you CC'd in it, local councillor Frank McBrady was the only one that replied to that email. Well, that's shocking, isn't it? Well, in fair play to Frank, I don't mean that part of it shocking, but the fact that only one replied is shocking.
He's the only councillor. We've had a couple of TDs that, the generic response, thank you for bringing this to our awareness, we will raise, And I think Piers Doherty's raised a question in the Doyle, so we're waiting. We're waiting for a response from there. But it's not responses that we need. It's
not platitudes. It's actual help here. Stay where you are. I want to bring Holly in. Holly, are you there still?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Thanks for joining us, Holly. I mean, you work in childcare, not at this facility, but you do understand and recognise the importance of this type of facility in a local community.
Oh, of course I do. Like, I've been working in childcare now 10 years and I've seen a lot of change happening, and I think it's just beyond ridiculous that the government aren't helping at all. They've not even put one penny towards it. Like, this is the start of the children's educational journey. We're there to help aid them in their learning through play. And my children attend the Rafoe Playgroup.
Uh-huh.
And so has my nieces, and my nephew will be starting there as well. So, like, my eldest niece, she's coming 17. So, like, that just shows how long this is going, what Rafoe needs, this playgroup, as well, too. So it's,
past, current and future generations, Holly.
Yes, yeah, that's it. And my husband, he attended that playgroup too as well. So it just shows how long it's been going on. Like, it's vital that we have this playgroup, because parents need it too, and it's the start of the children's education as well too. They get so much out of it, so much.
Yeah, it is an ironic that it is the building blocks here that are under threat, but these type of facilities provide the building blocks for people in life.
Yeah, that's true. That's very well said. And we're, as our town, we're all uniting together, but we need, it's just getting that extra help too as well from the government. And it's just, I think it's absolutely shocking that they will not give anything, and we're just really now trying to put the pressure on the government and TDs and stuff as well.
Yeah, okay, Holly, listen, fair play to you. Thanks for helping us highlight this story. And Fiona, it's like, it's justice that you need. right? Because these have been wrong. This is happening through no fault of your own. I mean, you're only looking for justice here. The purpose of the I Donate, I haven't actually seen it, so I don't know what the target is. Talk to me about the I Donate fundraiser.
Okay, so the fundraiser, we're hoping to raise £1 million, €1 million. We were applying for funding. There was, funnily enough, it's called Building Blocks Grant. And we were encouraged to apply for that. So we were getting prepared. We had with plans drawn up. They're almost ready to go for planning permission. And when the Building Blocks Grant was published, we don't meet the criteria. It's so stringent. We don't meet the criteria. So we're not eligible to apply for that funding either. We've got the iDonate page. People are being so generous, but it's not up to the people and the families and the parents to fund. It's supposed to be a free education. The government have accepted they have a responsibility to homeowners to have a redress scheme and, you know, help the homeowners. Well, they have a responsibility to all community groups that are facing the same struggle.
That's
we
it.
Are.
You know, even if they don't have a responsibility to the building, and we know they do, there's a responsibility to the community and the children.
Yes.
And the parents and families and guardians and what have you. Listen, I mean, it's a huge target, Fiona. I hope it's achieved, but at least it does put it out there that this is how desperate people are to retain a facility here. Let us not forget, you did nothing wrong. You, in good faith, used materials which you would have presumed had the correct oversight to ensure that they were fit for purpose.
Yes.
You were failed by the system. You were failed by that oversight. And yet here we are, having to go back to the public again.
But we won't fail the children. We will fight, and we'll shout loud, and we won't fail the families of Revoke. We will have somewhere for their children to go.